Production. Recorded live.
Grace, mercy, and peace. We'd like to welcome you all once again to our School of Wisdom held here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries International. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.socmi.net. That's www.socmi.net. You can find on our first page at the very bottom, you will find a link for new convert and leadership, discipleship and leadership training at a base level, but very detailed enough to get the full foundation of being a new believer or even a Christian that's been a Christian for a while. It's like a refresher course. We also have a link at the bottom of the page, a donation button that you can also click to sow a seed into the ministry as God so leads you. Tonight we're going to cover a topic that have been warring in the spirit with for 2 weeks in trying to release this, but we thank the Lord for the breakthrough tonight, and that is the unusual wisdom that only God can give, the unusual wisdom that only God can give. And this wisdom God releases for service at certain levels and particular callings. Hallelujah. We thank you all, you know, for all who are joining us tonight that have been patient with us in us trying to bring this message through as I've been traveling around the country in another avenue of ministry work that God has given me. And I thank you once again for all of your patience. So tonight, before we begin our lesson, let us begin in prayer. Father God, in your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you once again for another opportunity to reveal the truth of your word as we learn to be more like you, to carry your divine nature, and how to carry out the assignment you've given us in the earth realm. We ask you, Holy Spirit, tonight to use our heart, our mind, and our lips to speak what you have given and what you have released, that we may come closer and have more of an understanding of the Father's plan in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Turn with me into your Bibles. Turn with me in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1, on down to starting at verse 17. You know, which one thing that's very awesome about God is every release that he gives of wisdom is for a specific purpose to complete a certain assignment. Every wisdom release that the Father gives is to fulfill a specific purpose and complete a specific assignment. So let's go into Daniel chapter 1 and let's just read the verses from 17 to verse 20. And it reads here in the New International Version, "To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them. He found them 10 times better than all the musicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom." Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we find here in Daniel chapter 1, if you've had an opportunity to read the whole chapter, you know, through the book of Daniel, but specifically on this subject, if you've had the opportunity to read this chapter, you'll find that the nation of Israel is in exile, and King Nebuchadnezzar has chosen certain men to serve in his council, to serve in the king's service, and they've been sent to his school for 3 years to learn the ways of the Babylonians. And we have Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah all were sent through this process. You know, further up in this chapter, we find one of the first things that showed forth God's wisdom in them was when they took a 10-day diet. It says in there that they took a 10-day diet. The king had offered them to eat from his table and drank his wine, and they chose not to eat his foods, and they wanted to eat in their way. And the one that was serving was a little cautious, the chief official, because he didn't want to get in trouble with the king. But he understood and respected the report of Daniel, and so they gave a challenge. They said, test us. And so this is the first place we see the wisdom of God began to be released out of these men. Hallelujah. They began to show forth the will and the wisdom of God to demonstrate to these men and to these people, you know, the authority and the counsel of God. So they went on this 10-day diet, and the Bible says that their countenance was of a clearer and more smooth skin. They looked way better than everyone else that ate the best from the king's table. So it developed a certain level of trust and a level of favor to another dimension and degree to the chief official. But now we find, after them being prepared, this is what part of their preparing before they're presented to the king to show forth that they have learned and they're ready to serve in his counsel. We want to focus in on verse 17 tonight. That's where our main subject matter and our teaching will come from. You know, when we're talking about the word unusual, we're talking about something uncommon, something that's not regular, and something that's not, accessible so easily. So tonight's subject, the uncommon, the unusual wisdom that only God can give, there was a wisdom that was poured into these men's hearts and into their lives that caused them to have the level of comprehension and ability that in 3 years that they stood out beyond everyone else in the whole country and in all his council when the king would ask them different questions as we read through all the scriptures. But here in verse 17 it says, to these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. So it identifies that it came from God. Hallelujah. Their ability to be able to learn, to comprehend, to receive from all kinds of literature and learning, it was something that was endowed on them by God. And then we see the prophetic mantle that was released on Daniel as it identifies that he understood visions and dreams. We know in the word of God that God had spoke when Miriam and Aaron were acting out of order towards Moses' wife and towards Moses. God said that he gave his prophets the way he communicates to them is through vision and dreams, through visions and dreams. Hallelujah. So this is identifying Daniel being a prophet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So his dimension of his comprehension and understanding, he was able to even reach into another dimension himself personally because he was given the vision and dream element out of wisdom. In case you didn't know, the most important place in the prophetic office, the reason that a prophet should be able to be an expounder of God's word, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, being an expounder of God's word is because of the capability that God gives them through wisdom. Hallelujah. So his wisdom gave him the ability to interpret the visions and the dreams that God would show him. Hallelujah. We've seen that with Joseph. Joseph was able to interpret the visions and dreams of the Pharaoh because of the education level that he was able to comprehend, and that was according to the wisdom, the unusual wisdom that God had given to these men. Glory be to God. We find over in Acts 7 and 22 where it points back to the Old Testament where Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. See, each time God poured out this unusual wisdom upon these certain vessels, hallelujah, they always was able to learn out of certain education systems that they were able to understand the language, the thought process of those that they may face. Glory be to God. See, Daniel and them was in a society in exile, and God had specifically assigned them by his will, not by the king's authority. The king thought he had authority. The king thought he was making an appointment, but the appointment was all set by God as he would use these men of God prophetically to bring change to a nation, glory be to God, to represent his children, his chosen ones, once again in a foreign land. Hallelujah. We find also in 1 Kings 3:12, it says, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. King Solomon needed God's wisdom. He wasn't a champion fighter like his father. He didn't see that he had anything significant to be able to be a leader to these multitudes of people, to the nation of Israel. So he asked God for wisdom, and God poured unusual wisdom on his life, hallelujah, to fulfill his covenant promise to the nation of Israel. Anytime we're talking about God giving wisdom that's in an unusual capacity, God is releasing that wisdom to specific individuals for a specific call. Yes, the Bible tells us that freely we ask for wisdom, freely God will give. For us to understand who God is and how his statutes and his laws, hallelujah, how to carry them out in our life, we've got to understand them, so we need the wisdom of God, hallelujah. We don't need the wisdom of the world. But those God called into a place of leadership to lead those and teach those his will, his counsel, there's an unusual endowment of wisdom that's placed on them that's seen, that's known, and that's understood. You know, we see it in Scripture when they identify Jesus Christ, they identify him being different than the other teachers, the other rabbis, because of the wisdom that he spoke from, because of the insight, because of the interpretation that he had of the Torah, the revealed truth that he had from the Torah. Just think about it and realize that Jesus only was ministering to them out of revelation dealing with the Torah. There was no New Testament book written that he can say, here, this is what God is saying, and let's make comparison. Everything that he spoke was from the will and counsel of God. It was hidden secret. It was unrevealed truth that he revealed, and it caused people to see that he had a stature of wisdom that the other rabbis did not have. Glory be to God. We also find in 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, chapter 26 and verse 5, it says that he sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Hallelujah. God gives us success through the wisdom that he sows into our life in our particular area of service and our area of grace. Hallelujah. When we operate in the right alignment, in the full place where God has called us to, there is a release of wisdom for service in that area. God gives us wise insight and interjection into those different areas, hallelujah, that we may be able to understand how to operate and how to fulfill the assignment that God releases into our life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know that the apostles had this unusual wisdom because the Bible speaks that they were of the unlearned, that Peter and the other apostles, not Apostle Paul, because we know that he went and was taught by the Sanhedrin sect. He was of the high echelon of education and learning and the high priest council. And the elders of the nation. But even Paul said when he began to get the wisdom and the sight of God, he said all of his education was counted as zero. The word says dung, meaning it was waste. It was nothing at all. It had no worth. But these men had been endowed with an unusual wisdom that they were able to comprehend and understand things that average men could not comprehend. Glory be to God. Excuse me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to look at and get some understanding on the word unusual. Let's look at the word unusual defined. In Webster's Revised Unabridged Dictionary, it defines unusual as not usual, uncommon, rare, as an unusual season, a person of unusual grace or erudition. One thing I like to point out in these definitions is a person of unusual grace. Glory be to God. You know, this identifies in one term and in one dimension, it deals with the area of apostles. You know, apostles are able to train, teach, and bring insight alongside with the prophets, because the scripture says the foundations are laid by the apostles and the prophet, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And that deals with a level of God's wisdom to be able to educate the believer, the follower, in the way and the truth of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. So it's a person of unusual grace. When we're talking about someone being used unusually by God, they're unusual. It's not normal. It's not common. There's not 5, 10, or 15 of these same people. They are molded and fashioned in a certain unique way. It identifies an unusual grace. It identifies being rare and uncommon. Hallelujah. And these men, they were uncommon. You know, as many probably have read or heard the story, you know, they deal with later on being tossed into a furnace. Three of them deal with being tossed into a furnace. And the wisdom of God, the commitment to God because of God's grace in their life and on their life, they stood tall and God answered their prayer. Hallelujah. He stood by them because of their grace measure that he placed on their life that they stood in and didn't go outside of. See, that had everything to do with what we read here in verse 17 of God giving them knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. They understood the word of God. They understood and they were taught very well by the prophets of that time. Hallelujah. The concepts, the precepts, and the statutes and laws of God. They understood it greatly. And though they were in exile, they did not compromise their position. And I encourage anyone tonight, no matter what position that you're standing in, no matter what local house you may be sitting in, don't compromise your position. Just be still and let the Lord, hallelujah, work on your behalf. See, that's a great wisdom right there. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when we know how to be steady in our position, in our place, God gives us the wisdom on how to work things out. Now, there's a reason why I said even in a local house, because I want to be clear about that. God places us in different places that we may be able to learn and apply what he's put inside of our life. Hallelujah. Everybody can talk about the local church and things not being right and all those things, but there is a process of working that God does to an individual in the midst according to where he's going to send them and call them to. Hallelujah. So you be careful in standing in God's grace, even as the three, you know, we know them as the three Hebrew boys in the story, as they stood with Nebuchadnezzar and there was a manipulation of them having to honor this statue that he made. Because people were jealous of them. Hallelujah. People will try to bind you and trick you into certain different things and cause forces to come against you because they're jealous of you. Hallelujah. The word says that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Hallelujah. It's a spirit that brings death and destruction. But these men stood clearly, steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. Knowing that God had released the wisdom and the sight into them, and that even if it was his choice that they would perish, that they would not perish breaking away from their covenant with God. So these men were understood as to be very intelligent, and they had insight. What's amazing, they are identified by the king to have insight into all matters higher than everyone else. I believe that's in verse 20, Daniel 1, verse 20. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned, anything that he asked, it says he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. People may have answers and have wise answers. They may have good answers. They may have good insight. They may have knowledge about some things. But the unusual wisdom of God causes what God allows the individual to see, comprehend, and say to be 10 times elevated than anything that's regular. Glory be to God. They didn't never answer with a regular answer, hallelujah, to the king's questions. They had an answer that was detailed, deep, and wide. It was not the common answer, hallelujah, that the magicians and enchanters and other educators in the nation under the Babylonian kingdom was able to give. Hallelujah. So God always pours out this unusual and this place of wisdom to promote his name, his stature, and our service. Hallelujah. As I said before, Jesus was identified in having a certain stature and a certain level of comprehension from God that was higher than all the other teachers, all the other leaders, all the other rabbis. They could not understand how he comprehended the word in such detail that it made them raging mad and brought them to jealousy to even bring him to be killed on the cross, to be murdered on the cross without any just cause. Hallelujah. When you have unusual wisdom in your assignment, you will be a target, hallelujah, by people. They will want to know how'd you get educated, who taught you, where'd you get that wisdom from. And in the end result, they will be jealous of what you have on your life because it's not on their life because they have a selfish motive with it. Hallelujah. So, you know, God does not give the level of unusual wisdom to those that are selfish and use it for their own gain. He does not release that wisdom, that level, to those type of people. So they are not only unusual people, first of all, they are particular and they are few. There is not many that it's released on. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, as I shared today on my Facebook page, my daily word that God releases me to share, I shared out of the book of James in dealing with how James said that not many are able to be leaders. Hallelujah. He was invoking the people to not even pursue to be a leader. This is the area that talks about our tongue being wicked and who could tame it, because he was identifying even as a leader, we're under stricter and harder judgment by God, and we have to deal with being in self-control to another measure of what we say out our mouth, because we have accountability to multitudes. Glory be to God. So God gives an unusual measure of his wisdom and his grace, hallelujah, to certain people for levels of leadership to lead people, but it comes with a price because there's a stricter judgment. Glory be to God. That's why it's so significant of this unusual outpouring. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God will pour out and do things that's not parallel to any other event that may have happened in history to show his distinction. You know, we hear a lot about of different moves of God in different meetings that's unusual or uncommon, and that's God identifying, hallelujah, that he's the one true God. it also can be connected to a leader that God has given unusual grace and wisdom, and that outpouring is an identification to show forth that that person, that woman, that man of God is God's own. Hallelujah. It can be that sign also. Glory be to God. But the continuance of it brings forth the confirmation that it is something that God has released on an individual and not just in an atmosphere. God can release unusual wisdom in an atmosphere, and a minister can teach and minister at a certain level, but you may find them in another situation that the same thing does not happen. Hallelujah. It's very particular, as I said, and very unique and specific. God's unusual wisdom that only he can give. Hallelujah. This is not a wisdom that can be obtained, hallelujah, through book knowledge. It cannot be imparted by another woman or man of God. It's a wisdom that only comes from God himself. He endows and releases this wisdom upon an individual. As we see here in verse 17, this wisdom was released by God. As we read and we saw through different men and women of God like Joseph, it was released by God himself. Hallelujah. The wisdom that Moses had, it was released by God himself. Glory be to God. Even when we deal with Queen Esther and her operation in bringing restoration to her husband Mordecai as king, it was an unusual wisdom that was released specifically on her life from God. It was not something imparted by a prophet or by a man of God into their life. It came personally from God himself. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, we thank the Lord for his release of wisdom. We thank the Lord for the unusual wisdom that he releases in our life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for seasons and times. I want to deal with the area now. As we learn unusual as a season and a time, God will give and release unusual wisdom, a sight into things in different seasons and times upon his people. You know, the word talks about the sons of Issachar who had wisdom for the times. They knew which direction that the nation needed to go in. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God releases wisdom, unusual wisdom, in seasons and times. Hallelujah. It's a time where you'll see the whole church and the whole body begin to move in a certain sight of wisdom. Everyone will talk it. Everyone will speak it. It'll be parallel. Hallelujah. That's distinctive, as I said earlier, than the wisdom that God releases on the individual personally, an unusual wisdom that stands out above the rest. Hallelujah. It rests on their life. We did not find comparative people to Jesus' wisdom, the wisdom that was placed on his life. Even John the Baptist, being in the wilderness and baptizing people, the wisdom and the insight that he had, we did not find anyone comparable to the sight that he was able to see. Glory be to God. So we have to know the difference between unusual wisdom being placed on an individual by God and the unusual wisdom that God places in seasons and times upon the whole church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the different leaders of God began to speak parallel the same types of messages and understanding and revealed truths that God is releasing into his body. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God has a place for you, hallelujah, in his wisdom for your life, that you may be able to present yourself, hallelujah, a well-rounded being in the image of your Father before mankind. See, God releases wisdom, and he causes it to come into our life also to bring a jealousy and an impression upon sinners, to make them to desire to have what you have, but in a way that brings them out of darkness into the light. Hallelujah. This is one of the main reasons that God places this unusual wisdom upon specific individuals to bring and impress and to to bring and impress and to set an atmosphere of conversion for non-believers. You know, the Bible talks about when when Apostle Paul was dealing with the sorcerer that was coming against his work, dealing with the official, the Greek official that wanted to know about Christ and receive Christ. And we know, of course, the sorcerer, you know, God caused him a mist to come over him and to blind him because he was becoming a stumbling block for those to receive salvation. But the reason why Paul was able to be in that level of counsel was because of the unusual wisdom that was placed on his life. Even when he stood before King Agrippa, King Agrippa said that he almost was converted. That means the details and the depth of the wisdom of God that he understood touched this man to the deepness of his soul, but he was just so wicked he would not concede. Hallelujah. He probably thought about his stature, his place, and everyone, you know, around him, and he would be like Paul. He wouldn't have nothing. Hallelujah. And so that made him not make that commitment to convert, you know, his life. Glory be to God. But the Bible is filled with showing images of men and women of God that is endowed unusually with God's wisdom. Hallelujah. See, the office of the prophet, the primary function of that office is to educate and to teach, hallelujah, the body of believers who God is, how to obey his covenant, and how to be successful as being one of his children. And in order to do that, it must come from a capacity, a place of teaching and wisdom. When we see Jesus Christ, we see him healing and teaching. Hallelujah. We see him causing miracles and deliverance to happen and teaching. Hallelujah. So everything was teaching, and the basis was on his demonstration. He didn't demonstrate just to demonstrate. It had everything to do with setting the atmosphere to teach the people. When he taught parables, he was teaching, and he was bringing in those, hallelujah, that believed and separating those that didn't. Hallelujah. So God is still speaking in parables. Those that are within the fold that began to fade away do not understand the new moves of God, and that's because they are not connected in the kingdom anymore. And that's a whole other message, and so I won't go long in that. But the wisdom that God releases, that's unusual. He can only give it himself. Hallelujah. It comes from him himself. Glory be to God. As a matter of fact, as we know, prophets are born and not made. God will tap into that office to release the things that are already in that vessel. Hallelujah. So the wisdom capacity that was in Daniel's life was further expanded by the education systems that God had him to walk through to learn certain things. So there's always an educational place. Even as apostles are self-taught, they still go and learn out of an education place, meaning that they don't necessarily have to sit into a classroom, but they do have to go read and study out of things that exist. Glory be to God. Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus was not considered to be well-to-do or smart or anything like that. People don't really understand the connotation when they say that is this Joseph's son. You know, Joseph wasn't identified as being an educated man because he was just a carpenter. It's like people see people today, if somebody's do construction, they don't see them as a person that's smart and have a lot of education. So Jesus was not considered to be of the learned, neither was the apostles that he discipled be considered of the learned, but they spoke in a certain capacity that far exceeded their place of what they had learned naturally and even what others have learned. You know, when you get that unusual a wisdom, when you see it on someone, they did not have to go to the local seminary or the biggest, greatest seminary. They didn't have to go to the greatest Christian university, but what you see is they have the wisdom and the knowledge of those atmospheres, but even greater. They have the depths and the details and the expounding and the explaining and the understanding, hallelujah, of those different realms that they're able to educate those in those same realms. Glory be to God. This is what Jesus did. This is what Daniel and the three men were doing, they were bringing a certain level of education to a king. Glory be to God. They were teaching the king a depth of understanding that he could not comprehend, nor those around him could comprehend on their own. They needed a Daniel to interpret it. They needed a Hananiah. They needed a Mishael, a Azariah, hallelujah, to bring that interpretation. The Pharaoh needed a Joseph. Matter of fact, he identified when he dealt with Joseph that there was no one else, hallelujah, that had the wisdom that Joseph had. There was no one else that had this wisdom. Because when Joseph suggested that he get someone that was wise to be over his stuff during this famine, to be able to be a wise distributor and a calculator, to be able to make them be able to make it through the famine season, Pharaoh said, there isn't no one except for you. Glory be to God. His wisdom and his insight stood out far beyond anyone of the learned. Glory be to God. When God gives this unusual wisdom upon his vessels that he chooses, they stand out higher than those that's been educated. They have a wisdom and insight and a way of doing things that those of the educated have not even learned yet. Jesus taught them things that was not even learned yet. They said, how did he know this? Glory be to God. And this is why we have a New Testament. They are writings of an understanding of God that had not been released into the earth realm, hallelujah, to the full capacity until Jesus had come. Glory be to God. But we see individuals that God had endowed with this unusual wisdom that spoke certain things that made it all come together when Jesus Christ came into the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was identified only as Jesus of Nazareth, the son of a carpenter. Hallelujah. But he had an understanding of who God was and his word that was far beyond all of the Sanhedrin and Pharisees. He knew far greater than what they understood. This is what made them jealous. This is what angered them. Hallelujah. Because someone was smarter than they were. Hallelujah. When God gives you wisdom like this, you will be persecuted. You will be frowned upon and looked down on because someone else always thought they were better than you were. And God gave you something they don't have, and they feel like they deserve to have it and not you. And that really pulls on the iniquity that's in man, that's in some men, that's in some women, the place they haven't dealt with in their life. When one comes along endowed with wisdom, this wisdom measure that's uncommon, it causes them to be enraged because they have a sense of entitlement. They feel it belongs to them. Their selfishness and the areas of selfishness they haven't dealt with begins to be revealed. Hallelujah. So be careful even when you deal with someone that has a wisdom, a capacity that you don't have. Hallelujah. As much as you may desire wisdom, you may feel like it seems like God just doesn't give you the same measure or depth or width of wisdom that they have. Well, it has to do with the assignment. Hallelujah. If you're a local assembly person and you do things around a certain measure and your gift and calling is a certain measure, then you can't desire to have the wisdom that God may be using on one that travels the world. They have to have a certain depth and insight because they're going into different regions and different areas and dealing with certain demonic powers in and out of different stratospheres. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So be happy, be content. Hallelujah. Be grateful for the measure that God has given you, because there is a people, hallelujah, that don't even have the measure that you have that you can be an influence to. See, one thing about this unusual wisdom, it also brings influence. Jesus was very influential, and that's why the leaders of the nation of Israel was afraid to touch Jesus early on, to even lay hands on him, and even Gamaliel gave wisdom. One of the teachers of the Lord, he gave them wisdom and said, listen, we better not lay hands on this man, because if he is who he say he is, we're going to be in dire trouble. But just like others that have come and proclaimed certain things, all that will happen is that it will fade away. It will fizzle out. Hallelujah. So we don't even have to take a chance of putting our hands on them, getting involved in any capacity. Hallelujah. We'll just let it play itself out. Glory be to God. And that's how it is even with those today that proclaim to have certain grace measures of God on their life. As it's played out, it brings the proof of where they are and where they are not, because God is a sovereign God and he is a righteous God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we understand tonight that the unusual wisdom that only God can give is something that God releases on an individual, and he sends them into certain education realms to learn certain things from the natural perspective, to be able to take God's supernatural wisdom to bring insight even into their own understanding. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar, you know, in his kingdom, he understand all the learning. That's why he sent people through their schools. Their schools were top-notch. Hallelujah. So them coming through that school, it qualified them to be able to minister to the king at a certain capacity. Sometimes God will send you through an education system or education realm so that you can speak in their language the wisdom of God. Glory be to God. You have to be able to understand the language that the people speak in order to be able to speak what God wants them to hear sometimes. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will use you as a nobody, and it be the supernatural intervention in their eyesight that causes them to say, wow, God is awesome. But some people, they're not moved by that. So God may have you go get a doctorate, so you may get a bachelor's, or you may get a master's in biblical science or so forth, just so you can walk amongst these people that your entrance in is the certificate, but it's not your qualifier, because your qualifier has been God, hallelujah, because he gave you the wisdom and the capacity, first of all, to make it through the courses, to be able to understand and comprehend what they were saying, and to decipher between what was true and what was just put on paper, hallelujah, because, you know, in the education system, sometimes in these biblical areas, in these certain colleges, as you know, people as identified in seminary teaching, sometimes there's things that's added in there that is not going to serve anything for the kingdom purpose. Somebody got wise in their own wisdom. They went so far in research that they started to get so deep that they got outside of the will of God, but now it's inside every education institution as it pertains to being educated in the things of God. Hallelujah. They had good intentions, but they veered off the course with God. So there are certain things that won't apply, and God will tell you the things that won't apply. I believe when they went through this school, there were certain things that didn't apply. As I shared earlier, they didn't even eat the same. Hallelujah. They maintained the integrity of who their life was before they ever came into captivity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is the way that God causes us, hallelujah, to show forth the greatness of who he is into our life, is that he gives us wisdom. He does. And he gives it to us in measures, and gives it to us in levels, and gives it to us in dimensions according to our place of service. Now, the third area, I spoke on two areas tonight already dealing with this unusual wisdom. Unusual wisdom could be a season and a time that God pours upon the whole body of Christ. The unusual wisdom also is specifically placed on men and women specific that rest on their life, just like Jesus Christ and Joseph and so forth. But the third place, when we're talking about, the unusual wisdom of God, is when God favors you because of your obedience. Hallelujah. Because of your passionate commitment and love to him, God entrusts you and releases to you a certain wisdom and insight because of your availability to carry out an assignment that may have not been completed by someone else. Hallelujah. You wasn't chosen, but you was available, so God released it to you. Hallelujah. This is an area that as we stand where we are right now in the body of Christ, it's almost like when David told his army when they was going to conquer, hallelujah, the place that we now understand as the place of Jerusalem, the city of David, hallelujah. When they were going to conquer this, when it was in the enemy's hand, he said the first one to slay a Jebusite, hallelujah, I'm going to make a captain. Glory be to God. So it was an open time, hallelujah, because God was rebuilding. He was establishing a leader, and he was establishing a new nation. When God began to establish a new leadership and began to establish a new nation of people obedient unto him, it's kind of like, in one sense, an open season. All of those obedient and available, God will release endowments that wasn't intended for them, but because of their obedient service and passionate commitment to him, he will release it upon their life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are in such an unusual time in God right now in this season and time. There will be more known leaders, hallelujah, that will have negative reports. Glory be to God. The things that have been and were being done in the secret shall come to the light. Hallelujah. I know we've had a whole council of leadership, and I'm being prophetic right now, I'm not off the course. We had a whole council of leadership for many years speaking into the body of Christ about not uncovering, don't uncover, don't uncover. Well, some of these same people that spoke about not uncovering, God is the one that is uncovering them right now. Hallelujah. Because the things that have been happening has affected God's body and made it sickly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the head of this church. He is the one in charge of this place. Hallelujah. And so for it to be in its correct alignment, God is making an adjustment. So this unusual season, as I come back around, it's a season where God will release uncommon wisdom amongst his people, but also if you're flowing in the right vein, God will promote you to a place that he didn't intend you for from the beginning. Hallelujah. He will place you where he did not intend for you to be. If we read the Bible and we really understand it in an order type of way, Jacob actually stole the promise of Esau. Hallelujah. We look at it just on its face value. He stole the promise. When we read scripture later on, we could see the genealogy and how things, you know, came down, and we could say it was predestined a certain way. But in Bible reading and reading it at its face value, Jacob took a position away from someone else. And then when Esau had the opportunity to keep it, he gave it away for a bowl of beans. Some of you, hallelujah, on this line that will hear this call, God is making a transfer because somebody else didn't see it as being worth nothing, but God said you place value to it, so he's going to give it to you. Glory be to God. Bless his holy name. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I told you an unusual wisdom God is releasing on his people in this season. He will release an unusual wisdom on those he have chosen in his specific counsel, you know, the few, not the many. Then God releases that unusual wisdom, hallelujah, on someone that's available and passionate for God's will. Someone that's in a local church that's faithful and obedient. Someone that's crying out to God. Glory to his mighty name. They're crying out to God. They see the things that's going on, but they have this specific place, this cry to God. Hallelujah. They want to see things advance. They envision and see certain things that comes to their sight, and they understand how God's work ought to be worked, but they're patient, they're faithful. Hallelujah. God is going to release that unusual wisdom upon their life. Hallelujah. And promote them into a place to advance the kingdom of God. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. My God, God is so awesome. Ha-ra-ba-sha-ha. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. Hallelujah. I see distinctively by the time years end, there will be three more major leaders and three distinct church organizations that's going to have a major shift. Three distinctive leaders and three major church organizations we're going to have a major shift by year's end. Glory be to God. God's house is under judgment. See, and one of the things we have to be real about, we have to be accurate about. We got to know what's coverable and what's to be made known in the public. Now watch this. When Aaron's sons, okay, Aaron's sons raised up a strange fire, not only did God slay them, they were dragged out in front of the people so the people could see, and the word said so they can fear. Hallelujah. I want you to know this, and I want you to understand this clearly. You can have anybody you want to come back and replay this so they can hear this word clearly. God is not saying some of what major leaders are saying about those that are dying or being uncovered. God is uncovering it that the church may fear once again because the church has lost its reverence for God. Glory to his mighty name. There are certain things in biblical understanding, there are certain things especially carried on for such a long time, these people are not given, hallelujah, a great sending away, so to speak. When King Solomon violated what God said, he was a king in shame. He was not honored. We cannot honor what God dishonors. Hallelujah. We got to understand how to put things in its place. God is the one that honors people's service because he places them there, and he is the same God that dishonors their service when he takes them down. Hallelujah. I won't call names on any individuals, but we have several individuals that certain things have happened by the hand of God that has been covered, and people are trying to honor their past works, but their present issues show that all of their past works were not governed under God. They were operated under their sin. So where is the honor? King David didn't have honor when he died. There wasn't no great celebration for King David. Hallelujah. Because King Saul. That's what I meant to say earlier. Sorry. King Saul. King Saul was not honored. Hallelujah. He was dishonored because he dishonored God. He had went to a place and a level of sin that was so displeasing to God that he cut off all of his generation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is not pleased with the behavior of those that have been brought and placed by him as his leaders to his house. God is not pleased with their behavior. The attitude, the posture, and the sin. Hallelujah. So over the next couple of months, as we come to the end of this year, there's going to be three more major people. They might be some of your favorite people that you would never believe. Hallelujah. But one thing you must remember, they are people. They are a human, they are in a body. Hallelujah. They're a spirit that lives in a body. Hallelujah. And if they disobey God, then they have a certain place that God deals with them at. You know, when we look at what happened with Moses, God did not let him see the promised land. But the reason why Moses wasn't dishonored and God hid his body was because of all the faithful service that he had. He had a temperament issue, but his faithful service. We didn't find it named amongst him adultery. We didn't find it named amongst him just getting divorced to be getting divorced. We didn't find all these different issues that was going on in the life of Moses. He had a temperament problem. Hallelujah. He had some issues in those areas. But you can't honor what God has dishonored. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord for his unusual wisdom, his wisdom, his insight. Hallelujah. Because that's what I just gave y'all tonight. Not only in the message, in that prophecy, I just gave you some wisdom. Because people are going to talk the opposite. You're going to hear the common thing. They're going to pull out scripture. They're going to say God's love and God don't do this and do that. Well, there's something confusing if God, the way they project his love is like this and that. But yet and still, what we see happening to people in leadership in the body and to people in the body is showing God's wrath and his judgment. Hallelujah, because we constantly forget we are in the season of judgment at the house. See, before the great inflow of souls, I mean what has been prophesied, imagined, and spoken in Scripture, before the great inflow can come into the house, it's just like a refrigerator, or it's just like anything that holds something. It's like a tractor trailer. You know, if it's got junk inside of it, you can't put pallets in there because they won't fit. It, stuff is going to be all over the place. You have to clean it up first. Before God releases the greatest, the most greatest release in history, the harvest of souls, the house, the place to receive it, got to be clean first. It's got to be restored in its right position. That's where we are. We are in the place of God restoring his house and restoring it from those who have brought damage to the image and the grace of God. And that's not saying, I didn't say one time none of them going to hell. I didn't say anybody going to hell. What I've said to you is that when they bring dishonor, God shows that dishonor in the public. And they leave away from the earth realm in a dishonored capacity. Hallelujah. So all of their service, if God want to remember their goodness, he won't let them be dishonored. See, God is a righteous God. Somebody can be in a place of sin in certain things, and God could allow them to happen a different way where all of that's not uncovered. But if it's uncovered, that means the last thing God wants you to remember about that individual was how they dishonored God and his people, because they died in dishonor. Glory to his mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope that you have really been blessed tonight by this teaching. And at this time, I do want to open the lines and give opportunity for some input into the message. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're unmuted, so anyone that wants to interject in tonight's message. Amen. Nobody wants to interject tonight. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Once again, my name is Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries International. I really pray that the Lord has touched your heart tonight, given you insight, even given you a place that you may go and pray to a deeper level, a deeper intercession. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now for the word that you've shared with us tonight. Every word, every scripture, every insight. Lord, continue to cultivate our hearts in you. Give us more wisdom, more insight, more understanding into your place. Hallelujah. That we may serve you well and that we may reap the harvest that is yet waiting. Hallelujah. Out of the hands of the enemy. Glory to his mighty name. Praise the Lord. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.socmi.net. That's www.socmi.net. We have all of our teachings there available also. Any one of them you can click on. The subjects are there, and I'll replay and just, allow the Lord to bring insight into your life. If you have any comments, you can also leave a comment there, or you can come to our TalkShoe website, which the link there can bring you to the website, and you can leave a comment. We do appreciate your comments and your insight. It might be unusual, as I'm speaking on their usual wisdom. We don't operate on a regular way, and we're not out of the way. We operate in a function where we give the people of God the freedom to interject and speak, because this is your Christian walk, hallelujah, as well as mine. We do this together, hallelujah. So we do appreciate your comments. The messages are downloadable. You can download them. There is no charge at this time. We do not charge any fees for any of our messages, so you can download them. On Saturdays, we do LEAN, which is an acronym for Lion Eagle Apostolic Network. We do it every Saturday at 11 a.m. With different topics. We discuss in a forum-type setting where everyone gets to interject, ask questions, and we all come out with a greater wisdom on how to be better believers and to function better as a body of Christ. On Sundays, we do the gathering at 2 p.m. With my wife, Prophetess Adira Davis, here of late as I've been traveling around the country through a different avenue of operation that God has given me to carry on some future works. So we bless God for you once again on our webpage, on the first page. As I mentioned earlier, we have discipleship leadership training. We have PDF files and audio that you can go along with to get more detail about the foundation of your Christian walk. If your foundation is not solid, if you've been told things that are not true, and if you have things that you may have forgotten about, they may be affecting how you're operating now as a Christian believer. And so just take a look and see what benefits you and what you may already have in place, and that's solid. That's also available without no cost to you. We do have a PayPal link on our page where you can sow a seed as God so touches your heart to be a financial blessing to this ministry. Once again, I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries. We do the School of Wisdom every week at 7 p.m. I'm looking to see you once again. You have a glorious evening. Grace, mercy, and peace.